It's Thursday, January 21st. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Cobb prioritizing second-dose patients, more infectious variant found in the county. Bold, necessary, and overdue, Sheriff Owens declares end to immigration enforcement. Marietta City Council raises water rates. State budget restores funding for growing K-12 university enrollments. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson selling his Powder Springs Chateau.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story today, a new, more infectious variant of the coronavirus has been found in Cobb County. According to Dr. Janet Meemark, director of Cobb Douglas Public Health, information shared at Tuesday's town hall by Meemark, her deputy director Lisa Crossman, and Cobb Board of Commissioners Chair Lisa Cupid included, the troubled vaccination sign-up website made by Cobb Douglas Public Health was created at the last minute after the department learned the state's website would not be ready in time. Cobb Douglas has administered almost 9,000 doses to date and will prioritize people ready for their second dose. Only a handful of people in Georgia and none in Cobb have suffered a severe allergic reaction after they were vaccinated. And only a few in Georgia and none in Cobb have suffered anaphylaxis from COVID vaccines. When the state opened appointments to those 65 and older January 11th, local health departments were overwhelmed by applicants. A website made by Cobb Douglas Public Health to streamline the sign-up process went down shortly after its debut, as did the department's main website, frustrating county residents. Cobb Douglas Public Health is currently opening appointment slots every Friday at 5 p.m. Crossman said the department has chosen Friday evenings because the flood of applicants was less likely to crash the system at that time. Nevertheless, she urged county residents to look elsewhere for the vaccine, first with their health provider and second at a local pharmacy. Meemark said the department would prioritize those whom it had given a first dose of the vaccine. Officials stressed Tuesday the limited supply of vaccines, saying registering for an appointment would get no easier until the federal government boosted its deliveries to the states. Less than a month into his tenure in office, Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens has fulfilled a major campaign promise by ending his office's involvement in immigration enforcement. Effective immediately, Owens announced at a press conference Tuesday morning, the sheriff's office will no longer partner with U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement under the controversial program known as 287G. The announcement was made before a packed audience of community members. Declaring a new era in Cobb County, Owens said the measure is part of his broader commitment to trust and transparency. He was also adamant that by ending the program, the sheriff's office and Cobb's various police departments will be able to do their work more, not less, effectively. Immigration enforcement reform was one of Owens's top priorities coming into office and distinguished him from his opponent, Neil Warren, a Republican incumbent who had held office since 2003. Owens became the second metro area sheriff to end involvement with 287G this month after newly elected Gwinnett Sheriff Kebo Taylor. The 287G program was first implemented in Cobb in 2007. Under Warren's command, the sheriff's office would check with other local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including ICE, after arresting an individual to determine if they were wanted. In the case of ICE, the sheriff's office turned individuals over to ICE custody after their local charges were cleared. Warren touted the program as a success, saying in an interview with the MDJ last year that cooperation with ICE resulted in a 50% decrease in foreign nationals entering the county jail. Between 2008 and 2018, the Cobb Sheriff's Office transferred nearly 12,000 people to ICE custody. At the announcement, Owens was flanked by his newly selected command staff and invited a number of community leaders and public officials to speak. Among them were Commission Chairman Lisa Cupid, who called Owens' decision bold, necessary, and overdue, and Cobb's new District Attorney Flynn Brody. Coming up, your water bill could skyrocket soon. Stay tuned after the break to hear all the details. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us. Customers of Marietta Power and Water will soon notice an increase on their water bills, courtesy of the Marietta City Council. The council voted 6-1, with Councilwoman Michelle Cooper Kelly opposed in favor of a 2.5% rate increase on water bills. The action passes along the same increase recently adopted by Cobb County Marietta Water Authority, which sells its water to the city. The average water customer in Marietta will see a bill 73 cents higher, or a total of $30.29, according to city officials. On average, residents use about 4,000 gallons of water a month. Prior to taking the vote on Wednesday, Kelly said she was against a higher fee for water customers. Councilman Griffin Chalfant, who sits on the Water Authority's board, said the board had to increase rates to keep from taking out loans. In other news, full funding of student enrollment growth after a year of budget cuts would come as a great relief to Georgia's public schools, the state's top K-12 education official said Tuesday. Many schools are still holding classes online to discourage the spread of COVID-19, a challenge for teachers pushing to keep students from falling behind on their coursework. State School Superintendent Richard Woods told Georgia lawmakers during a hearing on Governor Brian Kemp's budget recommendations for the State Department of Education. The governor is calling on the General Assembly to restore about 60% of about $950 million cut from this year's K-12 education budget due to the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Enrollment is down by about 36,000 students in schools across the state, though Wood said officials are still trying to determine those numbers. He said younger pupils likely account for most of the enrollment drop. The pandemic showed an estimated 80,000 households statewide with children in schools lack reliable internet access. State officials have tapped federal coronavirus relief funds to install Wi-Fi signal extenders on local school buildings and around 3,000 school buses in a bid to close the internet gap, he said. Georgia school districts have also served more than 111 million meals to students with help from food banks since March, making local schools, quote, probably the largest food delivery service in the state. On top of restoring the cuts, Woods has asked lawmakers for more money to pay school counselors. Woods also requested $5 million to cover costs for schools to administer year-end tests after federal officials denied Georgia's request to skip the test this year because of the disruption caused by the pandemic. With state tax revenues coming in stronger than expected during the current pandemic-driven recession, K-12 Hellkamp is also recommending full funding for enrollment growth at Georgia's public colleges and universities. The governor's $27.2 billion fiscal 2022 budget proposal includes a net increase of $131.4 million in the University System of Georgia's operating budget. The system's capital budget earmarks $104.2 million in bond funding for seven major building projects on campuses across the state. Tuesday kicked off 3 days of hearing this week on Kemp's recommendations. Members of the Georgia House and Senate Appropriations Committees will continue hearing from department heads on Wednesday and Thursday. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
And finally, one of Cobb County's celebrity residents is moving on. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson has placed his 8-bedroom, 15,000-square-foot Powder Springs home on the market for $7.5 million, according to a new listing from Atlanta-based Beecham & Company. The property, which sits on a 45-acre estate at 1401 Bullard Road, is designed as an equestrian estate featuring a working 12-stall barn, riding arena with viewing deck, and hay barn. Among the other amenities listed are a 5-car garage, wine cellar, 2 apartments, a lake, and an 1867 farmhouse with historic log cabin. Public records show the property was purchased in October 2019 for just over $9 million. The Rock's Georgia roots go beyond his West Cobb Chateau. In 2019, Johnson posted a photo to social media of his 88-year-old Aunt Dorothy, who lives in Gray, Georgia, just north of Macon.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to tell your friends.